Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live right now. We'll start with the breaking news. Steve, I know you knew Colin Powell well.
I did, because I covered the Reagan White House for the New York Times when Powell was national security advisor. And I knew him very well, talked to him many times and wrote about him. And he was a great New Yorker. You know, he was from the South Bronx, grew up in Jamaican immigrant parents, went to CCNY in the city on an ROTC scholarship. He was just a great American story. But his legacy was stained by one enormous mistake. When he went out after 9/11 and testified at the United Nations that there were weapons, that the Americans had discovered weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which of course was the core rationale for attacking Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi government, and it turned out to be not true. You know, I don't think Colin Powell, knowing him as I did, as one of the most honorable people in public life I've ever met, I don't think he knowingly lied to the American people, but I think he was used by Vice President Cheney and others who were determined to find a reason to attack Saddam Hussein. And he himself, in later years, expressed deep regret for having been manipulated and used at that moment. And of course, in later years, he also evolved politically and left the Republican Party and became a Democrat and supported Barack Obama and supported other Democrats. But despite that stain, he should be remembered as a great patriot and as someone who embodied the contributions immigrants make to America.
You know, I don't know that the country knew that he had COVID or was fighting COVID, but, you know, here's an African-American now who has died of COVID, but he was fully vaccinated.
Yes, it's true. That's my dog, Rose. I'm sorry about her. He was fully vaccinated, and to his family. And, you know, that just raises the point that, yes, vaccinations are enormously valuable in terms of eliminating infections in a large majority of people and mitigating the effects that if you contract it, hospitalizations are down. All those numbers are clear. But they're not perfect. Vaccinations are never perfect. He was 84 years old, and people at that age are far more vulnerable. And it's a but it shouldn't be. I don't think people should read that as saying, well, therefore, vaccinations are not worth it. Vaccinations have an enormously beneficial effect on eliminating and reducing the rates of infection, but they're not perfect.
Well, certainly Colin Powell will be missed, and a tremendous legacy, 84 years old. That's the breaking news this morning, passing away. Steve, I wanted to get your thoughts on something we've been talking about over the past few days, and, you know, on the idea of vaccination mandates and some of the coming deadlines. And exactly whose idea it might have been to put these deadlines at a certain place. And I think this almost goes regardless of whether you think vaccination mandates are the best thing in the world or they're absolutely terrible. A decision was made to put a vaccination mandate on TSA workers the Monday before Thanksgiving. That just has to be, isn't there somebody in a room somewhere who is raising their hand saying, you know, hold on a second. I mean, this is going to cripple airlines and airports everywhere at maybe the busiest time they're going to see in the past 2 years.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, I don't think anybody, even the strongest supporters of government, thinks that government always makes the smartest decisions on things like that. And you can imagine people saying, well, there's an urgency here because look, we know that mandates work. We know that vast majorities of people faced with a mandate will get vaccinated. Not everybody. There are some holdouts. But there's been this increasing urgency to get control of the Delta variant and to return America to normalcy. And I don't think there's any question that mandates can have a very beneficial effect in many cases. But to do timing like that makes no sense. But, you know, wouldn't be the first or the last time that a government did it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but, Steve, you know, if you really believed that this was going to make a tremendous difference, I mean, wouldn't you have said, okay, you're mandated to be vaccinated, you know, right now, 2 months ago, right? Instead of on the Monday before Thanksgiving, when it's hard to imagine anything other than chaos. And American travelers are not going to be pointing the finger at TSA workers. They're going to be pointing the finger up top.
Look, I agree with you. I accept your point. But, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, these mandates were not imposed immediately was you have, you know, if you look at the polling, you really have three groups of Americans. You have the Americans who are desperate to get vaccinated, right? I lined up and got my booster shot the first day I was eligible. And a whole lot of Americans feel the same way. And then you have a group that says, no, never. It's about 13%, according to every poll I've seen, who says, absolutely never under any circumstances, I'm not going to get vaccinated. But there's a third group, people who are not rushing to get vaccinated, but are open to the idea, and if faced with a mandate, faced with growing evidence that vaccinations work and are safe, can be persuaded. And they're the key group because they're the ones who are still in the middle. And so there's been a hope that if you educate people, if you impose these mandates but give people time to adjust and time to think it through and say, really, do I want to lose my job? Is it really worth it? And give the whole, these individuals and the society as a whole, time to adjust. So that's why you don't just impose these mandates overnight. You want to give people room to come to a conclusion that it's in their own interests, in the interests of their family, their interests in their community, to get vaccinated. So I can understand why you don't do it in a draconian overnight way. But I certainly agree with you that if the result of this mandate is going to cripple the TSA forces on the eve of Thanksgiving travel, that makes no sense at all. But as I said, this would not be the first time that a government edict of this kind was not fully thought through in terms of the potential impact.
I mean, mandates just seem to bring about showdowns. And look at health care and the number of nurses that have been under a mandate to get vaccinated, and some have left the profession. And look at what's happening right now in Chicago with police officers. They're under a mandate, and there's a potential public safety crisis there.
Yes, I understand all of that. But, you know, I think in the end, mandates are necessary. That's my own personal view, because there just weren't enough people who were willing to do this voluntarily. And, you know, I've been surprised at the police officers and the nurses, too. But you look at the numbers. There's a very well-known case in virtually the first hospital in America to mandate that all its personnel get vaccinated. Houston, I think it's Baptist Hospital. Well, they had 26,000 people, so 150 nurses said they wouldn't get vaccinated. You know, that's 1% of the population. The vast majority of people have responded positively to the notion of mandates, but there have been some holdouts. But it's also true that the courts have upheld the legality of this, that the nurses in Houston brought suit against the hospital, and that case was thrown out of court, as every challenge to mandates has been thrown out, because there's a Supreme Court decision in 1905. It's the Jacobson case, and Justice Harlan, in a very carefully worded opinion that stood the test of time for well over 100 years, said, look, yes, in America, individuals have rights. This is a profound American value. But in certain rare cases of public emergency, the common good has to take precedence over individual decisions. And in that case, they upheld a mandate that people needed to get vaccinated against a smallpox epidemic in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So people might object, and I understand some of the individual objections, but I think from a legal point of view, and frankly, from a moral point of view, mandates, I wish they weren't necessary, but I think they're proven necessary because of in a lot of cases, because of the misinformation and disinformation that has convinced people wrongly that vaccines are dangerous.
Steve, thanks for the time. As always, Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live. If you missed the start of that conversation, talking about Colin Powell, who passed away today at the age of 84.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.